Jaya 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 Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavan Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavan Govinda Govinda
Govinda Govinda Sadananda Mohan Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Shri Vaishna Vrinda Ramacharya Leela Haridas Thakur Ki Premse Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gopavanda Ki Shri Radha Krishna Gopavinasham Kum Radha Kudiri Govardhan Ki Vrindavan Dham Ki Mathura Dham Ki Dwarka Dham Ki Jagannathpuri Dham Ki Mayapur Dham Ki Gangamayi Yamunamayi Ki Gangamayi Tulasi Maharani Ki Samaveda Bhaktavinda Ki श्रीमद्भागवतम् की जय श्रीमद्भागवत कथा महोत्सव की जय इस्कॉन दर्पण यात्रा की जय श्री राधा रघुनाथ की जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य महाप्रभु की जय श्री प्रभुपाद
days and weeks and months and years. There's one sanskar is still remaining, Namakaran sanskar. They have to be given names. Some birth and some pastimes, some killing. And here comes the Namakaran Sanskar, which was conducted by Gargamuni, who is a shorter version of that one. Gargaha Purohito Rajan Yaduna Sumahatapaha. Vrajam Jagamanandasya Vasudeva Prachodita. Vasudeva sent him, planned by Vasudeva. Garga Muniji, please go to Gokul. Please, Purohit, the priest of Yadus, Sumahatapaha. Big Tapasvi. Known for his austerities. And with those austerities comes jnana and vairagya, knowledge, purification knowledge. He was known for his knowledge. Tam drishtva parama pritaha. So as he has arrived now in Nanda Bhavan, Nanda Maharaj immediately gets up. Pratyuthaya Kratanjalihi. He has his hands folded and is offering all the respects to Gargacharya. Adhokshaya Dhiya. He's thinking, this person is Sakshad Hari, as good as God. Acharyas are respected that way. They represent the Lord as if Lord has come. अतिथि देवो भव। सु उपविष्टं कृताख्यं कृतातिथ्यं Oh, he has been offered seat. Let's have a seat. Gira sunrataya munim. And some sweet words. And a glass of water. Prabhupada said. Simple. Basic reception. You could offer seat to the guest. Sweet words. And a glass of water. And if this is Bengal, of course, you will get some goo or something to eat with the water. Khaber jal. They do not give only jal. They give water, the eating water. That you drink water as you eat or after you eat. So they will give you. नन्दयित्वा अब्रवीत् ब्रह्मन् पूर्णश्च करवाम किम् नन्द महाराज एनीवन हु कम्स इन कांटेक्ट विद नन्द महाराज ही रिसीव्स आनंद ही गिव्स आनंद टू अदर्स हैप्पीनेस टू अदर्स जुबिलेशन टू अदर्स हेंस हिज नेम नन्द Nanda, Nanda, Ananda, Ananda, Kanda, Nanda. It's up to you. You can make someone's life miserable as he comes to you. Make his life happy. Depends what you are. What your values are, what your standards of happiness are. You may, instead of giving a glass of water, wise man's drink, I guess. Wise man's drink is water. Wise man drinks water. And you may offer wine also to the guest. Understand. I may offer some cigarettes for the pleasure. That person also, he has a cigarette or you have given a cigarette, but there's no lighter to light the cigarette. So if you help him out to light his cigarette, he would say, thank you. Do they say that? This part of the world. I have heard, we have not experienced that. Yes, soon my lungs would be burnt and I would develop cancer. So in advance I want to thank you. So he thought he was making someone happy. The big advertisement of cigarettes everywhere. Even in Delhi, it was a big hoarding. Live life king size. Some particular brand of cigarette. Live life king size. All that you have to do is smoke our brand of cigarette and your life becomes king size. And while people smoke, as if some king enters them and the way they make movements. They have become kings. So we read the big hoarding that said, live life king size. We're driving from Delhi to Noida, another city nearby. So after reading that first sign, live life king size, we drove a little bit and there was another sign that said, cancer hospital this way. So a lot, but no one makes a connection. Nandayitva, Nanda Maharaj, always gave pleasure to people, devotees, guests. So yes, his name is Nanda. So he says, Brahman is addressing this Purohit, the priest, Gargacharya. Brahman. Purna Shakara Vamakim, you are already Purna, you are complete, you are Atmaram. So, such persons do not need anything additional or from outside to make his life. He is already experiencing full joy, which comes from within, comes from the Lord. Is linked with the Lord and is situated properly. So we know that's your position, but still is there anything that we could do for you? Any service we could render? We could be of any help? Mahad vichalanam hinam grahinam dina chetasam. Says Mahat vichalanam, you are Mahat, Mahatma. And vichalanam, the wandering, traveling personalities like you do. This is grahinam dina chetasam. For the benefit, nishtreyasai. For the ultimate benefit of the grahinas, the grahasthas, the family men who are a lot of times dina chetasam. They are poor in their consciousness. Dina chetasam, their consciousness is very poor consciousness. To lift them up, make them Krishna conscious, personalities like you, Gargacharya, travel, visit homes. Bhagavan kalpate nanyatha vachit, and I do not see any other purpose of your this visit other than some welfare, ultimate good of us, our family, our dynasty. Jyotisham, you are Jyotishi, you know astrology, Jnana Matindriyam, you are knowledgeable. Tvam hi brahma vidam shrestha samskaram kartum arhasi. Could you kindly perform some samskaras? Balayor anayor. Krishna and Balaram are right there. This Krishna and Balaram, while it is touching them, pointing to them, these two children. Akura that is not mentioning names. Namakran samskar has not taken place. These two children. Janmana Brahmano Guru. You are by birth Guru, Brahman, Guru, hence qualified to undertake such samskar, Namakran samskar. And Garga Vacha, Gargacharya responds to this proposal. Yaduna Mahamacharya Khyatasya Bhuvisarvataha. I am Acharya, I am priest of the Yadu dynasty. And people know me everywhere. Sutam maya sanskritam te manyate devaki sutam. But if I perform Namakaran Sanskar of these children and this news spreads around and reaches Mathura, they would all conclude, oh, those children, they must be Vasudeva's children. Your killer is born elsewhere. They may be pointing fingers to these children. They could be in trouble, difficulties. I anticipate if I perform Namakaran Samskar. Kamsaha Papa Mati. Kamsa's Mati, Buddhi, intelligence, polluted. Papa Mati is always. Is sinful. Sakhyam Tava Chaanaka Dunduhe. But he knows your close, intimate relationship. You, Nanda Maharaj, and Vasudeva. You are closely connected. Kamsa knows. And he also knows one more thing. Devakya ashtamo garbho na sri bhavitum arhati. And the eighth child of Devaki couldn't have been a daughter. By all calculation, the son was expected. He has done all these calculations. He knows son has taken birth somewhere. So, giving all these reasons and some more, he's declining to undertake this Namakaran Samskar ceremony. Nanda Maharaj is very wise and intelligent and tactful also. He says, I got it. I understand. I agree with you. Alakshito asmin rahasi mamaikam api govraje. Now we will do a very simple ceremony. We'll not print posters. We'll not print any invitation cards and mail them to thousands of residents of Raj. We'll have no public address system, loudspeaker. In India we have loudspeaker. So, Kuru Dvijati Samskaram Govraje, he said, we will conduct this ceremony in Gosha. There are only cows, they are not going to be communicating with anybody. They'll keep this to themselves. There'll be just you, me, two mothers and two sons, six of us. And you just do swasti vachana purvakam. Swasti vachana.
Swasti no Govindaha, swasti no Achyutananto, swasti no Vasudevo Vishnur Dadatu, swasti no Narayano Narovai, swasti no Padmanabham Purushottamo Dadatu. Swastino Vishvaksheno Vishveshwaraha, Swastino Rishikesho Haridadatu, Swastino Vainateyo Harihi, Swastino Anjana Suto Hanur Bhagavato Dadatu, Swasti Swasti Sumangalai Kesho Mahan, Shri Krishna Satchidananda Gana Sarveshwareshwaro Dadatu, Harihi Om Shanti. Shanti, Shanti.
Riva. Mantras like this, Swasti Vachan. You just give the names. And Garga Muni has accepted the proposal. And they are already there in Goshala waiting for Rohini and Yashoda to arrive with the children. So on the way to Goshala, these two ladies are talking. And they know the status of Gargacharya, how knowledgeable, he knows Jyotish, astrology, he knows everything. So these two ladies, they wanted to do a little testing, test the knowledge. Let's see how much he knows, we'll find out today. So they made a little strategy. Said, Yashoda, give me Krishna. So now Rohini had Krishna, and Yashoda was carrying Balaram. And now they entered Goshala. Okay, sit down. And mantras have been chanted. It's time for name giving ceremony. And these two ladies want to, now in galaxy, whether he mixes the names. But he passed the test, as he said. What did he say? Ayam hi Rohini putro. He pointed to Yashoda. In Yashoda's lap was Rohini Nandan. Say, this child is Rohini child. Hari Bhava. These two ladies must have pakka. Ramayan surido gunai akhya shate rama iti. So one of his names is going to be Ram. Bala adhikyat balam viduhu. So he'll be Balaram because of his extraordinary strength. Balaram. And Shankarshan, because he was taken from one womb to another womb, he becomes Shankarshan. So Balaram was named. Now Krishna's turn, who was in the lap of Rohini. Asan varna strayo hi asya garnanto anuyugam tanu shuklo raktas tatha pito idanim krishnatam gataha. And this child, he takes different complexions or colors in different ages. Sometimes in some incarnations, as sometimes he appears, he is shukla, white. Sometimes rakta, red. Sometimes pita, yellow complexion. Who is that? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Idanim. But now, Krishna dam gata. He has assumed the blackish complexion. Very well. Like that is what the children are named Krishna. Balaram. Bahuni santi namani rupani cha sutate guna karmanu rupani tanyaham vedano janaha. So bahuni santi namani rupani. This sutta, this son, this Krishna, he has many names, many forms. And he performs different pastimes in those different forms. Tani aham veda. I know this. Janaha na veda. Public doesn't know. People don't know. I know. Eshava Sriya Dhashat Gopa Gopulanandanaha. He will be cause of the all auspiciousness of all of you. Gopa Gokulanandana. anena sarva durgani, and all the difficulties that you would be facing, yuyam anjatarishyata, you would be very easily able to overcome all those difficulties with the help of this child. Whether it's a beauty or kirti, or fame, or wealth, or knowledge, or strength. Yes. All these, like Narayana. Gopayasva samahitaha. So you all raise him with all care and attention. Take care. Protect him. And in turn, he will protect him. That's the message. You protect him. You take care of him. You accept him. And he will be eager to do anything and everything for you. Hearing about Krishna, Krishna appears and you meet him, then you greet him, and that's a great treat. It's not a ritual that we are undergoing here. Dry. And just routine. We wish to revive our memories of Krishna. Remember Krishna. Do you remember Krishna? Hearing is a way to remember him. Soul remembers Krishna. Temporarily forgotten. As we have been influenced by illusory forces of this existence. The rainwater is clear, the rainwater is, drops are clear, but as soon as they touch the ground, they become muddy. So likewise, we are pure spirit souls. And of course not, our existence is not independent. We're always, always dependent upon the Lord and eternally connected with Him. He exists first and then is a question of us being or existing. Mamaivamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. Krishna declares in Bhagavad Gita. Mamaivamsho, mama, ansha, jiva bhuta sanatana. All the entities wherever they are, in whichever body they are my parts and parcels, mama ansha. Lord is anshi, that is full, complete, and we are ansha, we are parts and parcels. And Lord uses adjective, could say adjective, sanatana. And it's eternally. Eternally they are my parts and parcels. So we may have forgotten our relationship with the Lord, but it exists. Children may go astray, may go away. I don't care for their friends or parents. They may say so, but when the connection is there, they remain children, their parents. And sometimes they could again come to the senses and come back to the parents. So I think this attempt certainly is, which is not our attempt, it's Krishna's attempt, because he has given us this dharma, sanatan dharma or bhagavat dharma. And he comes, you know, he also comes here from time to time. Sambhavami yuge yuge, we said that a few times. Sambhavami yuge yuge, I appear from time to time. So he's up there busy dancing with the gopis, herding the cows and playing with the friends and stealing butter and giving pleasure to Nanda Baba and Yashoda and swimming in waters of Jamuna. He has good time. But does he forget us? Children may forget. Parents never forget their children. Yes or no? If that is the case with you, if I may describe you just little parents, then one to speak of the Supreme Father, Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. And not only father, mother also. Tvameva Mata. You heard this before? Tvameva Pita. Tvameva Bandhu. Tvameva Sakha. These are all different relationships we have with the Lord. He is our Mata, He is our Pita, He is our Bandhu, He is our Sakha. You understand this? This you understand, right? Yes? Sakha, you understand? Yes? Bandhu, Yoga, Guru, Samadhi, you know a few? Pandit, Ayurveda. You're not that Western. You're not Americans. Or you're not from another planet. So Krishna is all this. His father, mother, friend. Mama sarva deva devaha. Mama sarva deva deva. You are all in all to me. So Krishna, although always busy with his eternal pastimes in his eternal abode called Golok, Goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuta. And one time in Brahma, yeah, he had a vision he could see. As Arjuna was shown the Vishwarup, the universal form, the Brahma. And that universal form was limited more to this Brahman, one that Arjuna had envisioned or seen. But one that Brahma saw, that included spiritual sky also and material existence, both. He was saying the whole existence, the two kinds of existences, one mundane that we are in and is another one. Parastasmātu bhāo anyam vyakto vyakta sanātana. Again, this world becomes sometimes vyakta, manifested, then avyakta, annihilated, doesn't exist. But there is another world called sanātana, eternally exists. There is Lord's abode. Yad gatva nanivartante tad dhāma paramam maha, Lord Krishna declares. So this program is to bring us to that abode. Tad dhāma paramam maha. That Lord declared. Tad dhāma, that dhāma, paramam maha, my dhāma, my abode, I stay there. And we have forgotten and but Krishna never forgets. That's why he comes down from time to time. And what if he had come and gone? How would we find out about it? So Krishna again kindly, in the form of Srila Vyasadeva, he compiled all those pastimes. Yes, Krishna appeared in Gokul and he did this. He stole butter and he was a coward boy. He danced with the gopis. Then he went to Kurukshetra, but he did not fight. He was only a chariot driver. And then he had to deliver message, which was not for Arjuna, it was for us. So again, another scripture, Bhagavad Gita was compiled. Bhagavatam with all these pastimes compiled. Which we could read today and get to know about the Lord. Or about, well, His presence up there and His appearance into this world and His pastime and our relationship with Him. And as we hear about all these topics, We wake up. We really wake up. The soul wakes up. If we hear, if we give, Srila Prabhupada says, oral reception. If we could give oral reception to the message of Gita and Bhagavatam. So he comes and His activities, His message, we have with us available in the form of Gita and Bhagavatam. And Lord Krishna stands before us and is, ah, here I am. Radha Radha Nathi. He looks like this. He plays his flute. And Radha is next to him. We could offer manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyazi mam namaskuru. He says, do this, just four things you do. Krishna says, manmana, remember me. One, of course, we just said one, but that's a big one. Remember me. It's not just a few minutes you remember. Lord's expectation is, and this is in practice in the spiritual sky, all the living entities, entire population remembers Lord 24 hours a day, day and night. This is in practice. So, in order for us to get elevated to that status, we'll have to come to the standard of remembering how long? Some people, you know, we remember, when I get up, I remember him for 2 minutes. And then again, before going to bed, I give Lord another 2 minutes. Take, be happy. 2 plus 2, 4 minutes for you. And how many is for yourself? 23 hours and 56 minutes for myself. And for Lord, 4 minutes for you, God. Big sacrifice. Samartavya najatu chit. The philosophy of the gopis. Gopis know two things. One is, always remember Krishna. This is one thing they know. Another thing they know is, never forget him. Always remember him is one thing, never forget him is another. Only two things, very simple philosophy there. Always remembering. Smartavya najatu chit. Smartavya najatu. Smartavya satatam Vishnu. Smartavya satatam. Vismartavya na jato chit. Never forget him. So Lord says, Manmana, remember me. Bhav madhavapta, become my devotee. If you don't become my devotee, then you will end up becoming somebody's devotee. They say in India, if you do not become devotee of G-O-D, God, then D-O-G, dog is also there. Some people don't mind serving dog. They are driving the car and the boss, the dog, is enjoying from the window scenes. This fellow has all stress and strength struggling. And the boss, the dog, is enjoying in the back. So that tendency is there to serve. But we end up serving the wrong parties, wrong individuals. Manmana bhava madhubhakto madhyaji maam. Worship me. And maam namaskuru. And offer me your obeisances. By doing so, maam eva eshasi satyam te pratijane priyosime. The one who does these four things, Maam eva eshasi, certainly you will come to me, Lord says. Maam eva eshasi. Then he has to satyam te. This is a fact. Pratijane. I take vow. This is my promise. This is the Lord's words. He says, you do these four things, you will come to me. This is certainly true, and this is my promise. And why all this? Because priyosime. You are very dear to me. You are very, very dear to me. Although Lord is addressing Arjuna. But it is not just Arjuna who is dear to Krishna. Certainly he is very good son. Bhaktosi me sakha chahiti. He had said earlier to Arjuna, Bhaktaha. Bhaktosi. Bhaktaha asi. Sakha asi. You are my friend. You are my devotee. And that is why this most confidential knowledge I am revealing unto you, because you are my friend and devotee. So Arjuna is certainly a very special devotee, but every soul is very dear to the Lord. Each one of us is very, very dear and near also to the Lord. We are all Lords, although we are here sitting. Coming from so many different families, 1,500, couple of hundred families are here. But fact is, there's only one family. How many families? Only one family. That of all the Hindus in South Africa is one family. Did I say it right? No, you should have corrected me. This is not Hindus is one family. Everybody, all the living entities. This is low class thinking thing. Only some people are part of my family. Ayam nijaha paro vetti ganana laguchitasam. Oh, these people are my people, but these are some paraha, outsiders. Ganana laguchitasam. This kind of thinking, this kind of thought is laguchitasam. Low class thinking, narrow minded. But to think, vasudhaiva kutumbakam, udara charitanam, udara charit. When person is magnanimous, broad minded, then he thinks, vasudhaiva kutumbak vasudha, prithvi, the whole earthly planet. Everybody on this planet is part of my family, regardless of what religion, what caste, creed, color, nationality, sex they belong to. They're all souls, part of my family. This is the Buddhist thinking. This is thinking like God. God thinks like this. And hence we offer prayers also for the benefit of everyone. Sarve sukhina bhavantu. Sarve sukhina bhavantu. Let everyone be happy. Sarve santu niramayaha. No one should have any kind of disease, mental, physical. Sarvani bhadrani pashantu. Let everyone experience all auspiciousness. Nakvachit dukh bhag bhavet. No one should suffer even a little pinch of distress or unhappiness. This is the prayer of the sages and the munis and rishis, the saintly, broad-minded people. No one outside our family, one family. So, priyosi me, Lord says. You are very, very dear to me. What kind of Lord?
Sweet Lord.
Sweet Lord. But it is a description of that sweetness. Everything about him is sweet. Madhuradhipati, Madhuradhipater, Akhilam Madhuram. Say that. Madhuradhipater. You said it. Good, so you know already. Madhuradhi, Madhuradhipater. Madhuradhipater akhilam madhuram. Say, Madhuradhipater akhilam madhuram. Madhuradhipater akhilam madhuram. Akhilam meaning everything. Madhuradhipati. Lord is master of all the sweetness, is what it says. Madhuradhipati pate, pater. Akhilam madhuram, madhuradhi. Madhuradhi pate akhilam madhuram. Madhuradhi pate akhilam madhuram. Madhuradhi pate akhilam.
Thank you.
lips are sweet. His face is sweet. Nayanam maduram, his lotus eyes are beautiful and sweet. Hasitam maduram, and his smile is sweet. Vidayam maduram, his heart is sweet, sweetheart. Ramanam maduram, and his going, walking, talking is sweet, everything is sweet. Renu madura, Renu madura, his flute playing is sweet. And the dust of his lotus feet is sweet. Pani madura, Paro madura, his hands are sweet, his feet are sweet. Nrityam maduram, Sakyam maduram, his dancing is sweet, his friendship is sweet. Bhuktam maduram, Suktam maduram, his eating pastimes are sweet, and his sleeping pastimes are sweet. Rupam maduram, Tilakam maduram, his form is sweet, and his tilak is sweet. Like that. There's no end to this. Big long list. Is ananta, is unlimited in every aspect of him, is and a special sweetness, nectar. Perform these pastimes? Huh? Vrindavan, I thought so you would say Vrindavan. Anybody could say Vrindavan. Where? Goku, very good. And when he was a little baby Krishna, he was not even performing his pastimes all over Gokul. His pastimes were more limited to Nanda Bhavan. He's a child, lot of time in the lap of mother or in bed or crawling. That as soon as he took birth, Krishna started Hari Hari. He did not start walking and running. That is the sweetness of his pastimes. He acts like an ordinary child. He is going through all these phases and stages. Although he is Supreme Personality of Godhead, so one day Yashoda in the courtyard, she was sitting in the courtyard of Nanda Bhavan with baby Krishna in the lap. It was the wedding time. Moon was in the sky, and baby Krishna saw the moon, and Krishna, he thought this was some kind of toy. And then he made a demand to Yashoda. Yashoda, you know, see, look. That, yes, I'm looking. Don't you look at that toy? Please get me that toy. How is Yashoda going to get that toy? Krishna. But he kept insisting, no. Maya Chand Khilo Na Dayo. Are you given some song, see? No. I thought that you were going to get one. But what happened? Yeah. Oh. So this is Krishna speaking. This is Maya Chand Khilo Na Dayo. Maya Chand Khilo Na Dayo. Lauta Jao Karni Para Godan Aiyo Maya. Krishna says, I also have a talk. Krishna says, if you did not give me this toy, I will not sit or lie down in your lap. From now onwards, no. I would prefer to lie down on the floor, not in your lap, because you are not giving me that toy. Surabhi ko paya paana na karo, sira choti na kayo. He also says, because Yashoda one time told Krishna, you see Balram's long hair and he has big sika also. Oh, why? I do not have. Krishna inquired. And she said, because you do not drink cow's milk. Balram is drinking a lot of cow's milk. You do not drink. If you drink, then your sika and hair also long. But today, he says, from today onwards, I will stop drinking the milk of the cow. Now is not time I seek her. Better give me the toy. Maya Chand Kilo. Ultimatum to Mother Yashoda. Kahu Sudananda Baba ko Tero Sudana Kariyo. He says, from today onwards, I will tell everybody that I am son of Nanda Maharaj. Yashoda, no, I'm not son of Yashoda. I'm only son of Nanda Maharaj. Today I'm going to hire my public address system. I will go all over Gokul declaring that I am son of Nanda Maharaj. I'm not son of Yashoda. So this way and that way is Yashoda and is demanding Maya Chand Kilona Maya Chand Kilona Maya, Maya, Chand Kilo, Maya, Chand Kilo. So like this, Krishna spends his childhood days in Gokul. Mostly spending time in Nanda Bhavan with Yashoda and Nanda Baba and Rohini and Balaram. But as he grows, he meets his friends, begins playing with them, going door to door, playing with friends, and also he loves butter like anything. The life butter, and he doesn't mind stealing, buy, borrow, steal, eat butter. His goal is to eat butter. Because he likes cows, he likes their butter. This is his service to the cow. As he grows older, he's going to be serving cows by herding cows in the forest of Vrindavan. And complaints come of the butter stealing. Hey, Yashoda! Every day some gopi or she gopis are there knocking at the door of Yashoda and complaining, warning and do something. Yashoda never believed that her son would do such a thing. He's such a nice boy, such a good boy. He will still, don't forget it. He proved it. If you catch him red-handed or white-handed, huh? With the butter all over, catch hold and bring him to me, then I would believe. Ekada. So this is the 9th chapter of the 10th canto of Bhagavatam that deals with what we called yesterday as Damodar Leela. Damodar also refers to he is bound with the rope to the mortar. That is Damodar. Ukhal Bandhan, Ukhal Bandhan, bound to the mortar. Ekada Trahada Sishu Yashoda Ananda Gihini Karmanta Yuktasu Nirmamantha Swayam Dahi. Sukadeva Goswami begins the narration. Who is the speaker of Bhagavatam? Sukadeva Goswami. So we are hearing from Sukadeva Goswami. Words Sukadeva Goswami spoke, we are just presenting as much as it is with the help, with the blessings of Srila Prabhupada. So Sukadeva Goswami begins the narration saying, Ekada, once upon a time, one day, stories begin like this, right? One day, there was a king, and he had a queen. The king was Ram, and the queen was Sita, so Ekada, so one day, and that day was Diwali, day of Diwali. This Damodar Leela took place on Diwali, day of Diwali, in month of Kartik, also known as month of Damodar. Damodar Leela took place in Kartik month of Kartik. It has another name, Damodar, also Vaishnava month of Damodar. Grahada Sishu Yashoda Grahad Nanda Gehini. So that day, Yashoda, she took charge of the churning of the butter. Butter churning, you have experience? Any of the ladies here, Mataji's, do butter churning? It's good for health. My mother did this every morning. Every single morning when I would get up, I would hear churning of the butter by my mother. This was of course very common part of our culture. Now that has been changed with a push button and machines. There's a big difference between the butter that is churned by your mother and the machine-made butter. No feelings. You become machine-like with no feelings. that is just many things like are like that, or life is machine-centered, computerized, as we have become soulless. So that day, every day, in fact, some other ladies would do the churning, but that particular day, or as Mother Yashoda was getting these complaints, Yashoda was thinking, maybe the quality of the butter churned at my home is not of the best quality. Maybe the better quality next door, my neighbors. That's why Krishna is going, maybe he's going for better quality butter. So let me work myself on butter churning and the best butter. And you'll be satisfied and you'll forget this going to other doors for stealing butter. So with that idea in mind also, Mother Yashoda was churning the butter. And not churning the butter. We always say work is worship. Work is what? Worship. Well, it depends. What work and how you are performing before you call that as a worship. But here, you see Yashoda's work, how she is working. Yani yani ha gitani tat bala charitani cha dadhi nirmanthane kale smaranti danya gayata. She's not only physically churning butter for the pleasure of her son, Krishna, but so that is physical activity. But then in the mind, she's thinking, smaranti. In fact, before thinking, she's doing gitani, charitani. Gayata. She's singing different pastimes of Krishna. With the mouth, she's singing different pastimes of Krishna. And then naturally, she's thinking about those pastimes, about her son Krishna. So it's a physical activity and a vocal activity, mentally. Kaina manasa vacha. Kaina, body, manasa, by mind, vacha, by words. She is busy. This is yoga. This is samadhi. Everything. Kaina manasa buddhya kevala irindriya rapi. Yoginaha karma kurvanti. The yogis remain busy. Karma kurvanti yoginaha. Yogis perform activities with their body, mind, intelligence, sense, everything in service of the Lord. So that is what Yashoda is doing. Best example. This is for us to get inspired. Example of Yashoda is here. Kshaumam vasaha pratukati tate vibrati sutranatham. And Sudeva Goswami is describing Mother Yashoda. You can meditate upon Mother Yashoda while churning her churning activity. First of all, her clothing, she is wearing silk. She has kshaumam vasaha. The pujaris also, when they perform worship, they wear silk clothing. This is considered pure. Silk is pure. So she is wearing silk clothing. Prathukati tate. Prathu means big. Prathukati tate. She's a well built lady. Sutranadham, and she has a belt around her waist. And she's on duty. Belt is on. carry your belt. When the police, sometimes when police is not on duty there, the belt is hanging loose, but as soon as attention or whatever the officers immediately get there, first of all they tie their belts, get together, ready, full attention, fully focused, otherwise loose or spaced out or all over. But when you're belt means you are now, yes, ready for action. So Yashoda is like that, sutranattham, fully committed and fully focused on her duties. Putrasnehasnuta kucha yugam jatakam pamcha subhruhu. Putrasnehasnuta kucha yugam. As because of her affection for her son Krishna, I mean, that's why Yashoda cha Mahabhaga. This is very natural. One thinks of their children, and here she is thinking of her child, and her child is Krishna. Comes handy, right? It's very easy. His son is Krishna. Right? So she is also singing and thinking, and her affection gets aroused, and as a result, she is, from her breast, the milk is flowing, just by thinking. As a cow thinks of a calf, she sometimes begins, and the milk from udder begins flowing. So Sukadeva Goswami is making this observation that the milk is oozing, flowing from her breast as she is churning the butter, and as she's absorbed in thinking of the Lord. Jata kampam cha subhruhu, and she has a beautiful eyebrows. Rajiva karsha shrama kucha bhuja chalatakam kano kundalecha. And there's a lot of shram, lot of labor involved in this churning activity. So the bangles are, there's a sound of the bangles are moving and sounding bangles, and kundali, and the earrings are moving. Svinnam vaktram. There's a perspiration, drops of perspiration on her face because of the shram, the labor that she is undergoing. Vigala malati. And some of the flowers from hair, they are dropping down as she is busy with this churning program, churning service. And as this was going on for some time, Krishna comes. Haribol. Tam stanya kam asadya matnanti jananim hari. Yeah, he comes on the scene. Krishna comes on the scene. This morning, uti uti gopala, that did not happen. Yashoda did not wake him up. She got up and she is busy with her household duties, churning butter. And Krishna, he got up on his own. Mother is not around and he's looking for her. And what is on his mind is stanya kamaha. He's looking for mother. Why? He's hungry. Stanya kama. So that he could drink the breast milk of Yashoda. And as he comes, He is supposed to be Atmakam or Atmaram. Lord is self-satisfied. Lord is self-satisfied. But here he doesn't seem to be satisfied. He is unsatisfied. He is hungry. He needs milk. He wants his mother. He has to depend on his mother for his satisfaction. Stanyakamaha sat. And he's taking note. Matnanti jananim harihi. That Hari, Sri Krishna, Bal Krishna. He noticed that janani is busy, my mother is busy with butter churn. Grahitva dadimanthanam nishedhata priti mahavan. And Krishna was not at all happy with this. He was thinking, oh, work is worship, I am doing my duty, and I am set, I am okay, but this was not okay with Krishna. See, that this is your duties, this household, this is secondary duties. What about me? Are you not thinking of me? This is time to feed me, you forgot me. And you are busy with your household duties. What is this? Are you in Maya? Yes, Lord. I'm not a priority for you. I'm somewhere on the list, at the bottom of the list. No. He wants the top of the list. Devotee keeps Krishna the top of the list. So he wanted all this business to be stopped. How to stop? Mother was not going to listen to him, so he moved forward. Grahitva dadi manthanam. He grabbed the churning rod. It was moving like that, and he moved forward and he grabbed it, and everything stopped. Preetimahavan. By seeing this, Mother Yashoda was pleased. She was thinking, what an intelligent boy. He's not only growing in age and body, but his intelligence also growing. He came on the scene, took the stock of the situation, and he wanted to stop me, and he took decision on his own how to stop it. And he was able to stop me by grabbing the churning rod. How intelligent is my boy? Thinking so, she started smiling. She was very happy. Good boy, good boy. Priti Mahavan. So next thing is Tamankam Aduram Apa Apa Payat sanam snehasmitam sasmitam ikshati mukham. So Krishna, immediately as the churning stopped, he jumped. He put one foot here, he on mother's. As he was standing, he kind of jumped. And mother helped. And knowing that he was hungry and this was time for milk, so she sat down and she was feeding snehasnatam, feeding the milk, breast milk, and she was also feasting her eyes on the beautiful face of her son. She's not just sitting there, but again, she's looking at her son, face of the son, and she's pleased and smiling, how he's watching, how he's drinking, and a beautiful face of her son. While that went on only for some time, atraptam. And Krishna was not fully satisfied yet. His belly was not full. And Mother Yashoda, in the middle, dropped son and ran back into the kitchen because she was hearing the sound of milk overflowing. She had to pay attention to so many different affairs. So, knowing that milk is over boiling and spilling, so she dropped Krishna and ran to the kitchen. Now the story of this milk. The milk was thinking, milk was hoping, cow's milk was hoping to render service to Krishna by feeding himself to Krishna. But when milk realized that Krishna is just feeding his belly with all mother's milk, he is not going to drink me today, that milk in the pot was thinking. Oh, my life is going to be just useless. It's not worth existing, worth living. I will give up my life. Thinking so, the milk was overflowing and jumping into the fire, the stove fire. You get the feelings of the milk? Milk was committing suicide there. Everyone wants to serve Krishna in Vrindavan. Everything is living in Vrindavan. Krishna-centered. Perfection is in serving Krishna, pleasing Krishna. So Mother Yashoda, she managed. So the milk was too hot, so she lifted the pot, placed it on the side, and ran back. But there was a different scene when she got back. What was the scene like? Sanjata kopaha Spurita Arunadharam Sandasya Dadvir Dadimanthana Bhajanam. So when Mother Yashoda left Krishna in the middle there of his breakfast and ran to the kitchen, Krishna did not like this. And he became very angry. He was so angry that his lips were trembling. Although they were Arunadharam, pinkish. Krishna's lips are pinkish in color. 7 parts of Krishna's body are pinkish in color, including the lips. I think some ladies have found out that Krishna's lips are pinkish. Nails also, these are also pinkish, Krishna's. So that news also has spread around. Some imitation goes on. But no lipstick Krishna doesn't use. So Arunadharam, Aruna, pinkish lips are just trembling out of anger. And he has, is even, when you are angry, you press your with the teeth, lips. So Krishna has held his lower lip with the teeth to express the anger, intense anger. And when he's angry, you end up doing something not desirable. So this is what Krishna, when he's angry, so he decided, he picked up a rock and he threw at that big pot of the butter and buttermilk and all that. Mother Yashoda was working hard all this morning getting butter ready. Krishna broke it. He did not know what was. But soon the buttermilk was all over. So immediately, Mother Yashoda is going to come soon and going to get me. So he's some tears. He wants to get some tears ready. So that she will be forgiven for this act. And then he enters. He was still hungry, so he entered another room and he climbs up a mortar and reaching the pot of butter which was hanging from the ceiling. You could imagine, right? These days you don't do this, but we have seen in our country, in our village where we were born. So that for safekeeping, they keep different products, milk products, yogurt, some other things hanging from the ceiling, or the ropes hangs and then you put pot or things. So Krishna was reaching that out and feeding himself some butter.